Good morning, Barcada fam. Wow, that episode was really good yesterday. I think I learned a lot more in that like hour episode from a lot of, I feel, what schools might be teaching these days. Gosh, I think what resonated with me the most was, you know, kind of the story of how in the World's Fair, the way that we were being portrayed, it's like the Americans have to be like on top of the ladder rung, like to be like, I don't know, like the elite, and making Black people and Asian people were like on the towards like the lower part. And especially with everything that's going on right now with the hate crimes, like you could really see there's this like kind of like rooted hate from the beginning. It didn't come from nowhere. So I think that's really interesting just to see like the history of what's going on with like the making of the railroad. Yeah, and also like the parts with Hollywood and how they would do blackface and yellowface. I mean, I literally can't get that picture of Dorothy from Wizard of Oz doing blackface. So yeah, that's definitely something I will not get out of my head. Have a good one, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Barcada family. Gerald here. Hope everyone's having a great Monday. All I have to say is, wow, the first episode of Asian Americans, the episode Breaking Ground, was really good. I'm still trying to unpack everything. I feel what resonated with me the strongest, the most, was the photo, the Golden Spike photo, and how the Chinese railroad workers were deliberately omitted from that picture. That's not something that I really learned about in history classes. I don't recall ever seeing any sort of documentary or sort of historical account of this. And just to see this being documented and watching this, it really hit me hard. It almost felt like a punch in the gut. I can't even imagine what it must have felt like for the people involved that day in that photo. So yeah, that is insane to me. And it just goes to show in the years that followed with the Chinese Exclusion Act, like this led to like the anti-immigrant sentiment and violence, and it did not help the matter at all. And it's funny, it really punches me in the gut. It really hits me hard because these things are still happening today with the Stephen Millers and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world and what they're doing with their America First Caucus and Make America Anglo-Saxon, like they're like thinking that immigrants are an existential threat to the United States. These things are still happening. And this was 150 years ago, but it still seems as fresh as ever. So yeah, like we're still going through it right now, quite honestly. But it was nice to hear that Connie's great-grandfather just sort of grew from that, and he became a partner in a general store. He created a life for himself. And it's just amazing to see that his descendants are able to tell the story today and provides historical context to everything that happened. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to tonight's episode, just learning more. Yeah, have a great day, everybody. This was awesome. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Peter again. Pronouns are he, him. I'm responding to Paul's bean regarding what resonated with him. And it's funny, or not funny, but like it's interesting that, you know, throughout the entire episode, I was also thinking the same thing about how there's so much that I'm learning from this single episode alone. And you know, how none of that was covered during history lessons or social studies as I was growing up. And I grew up in a public school on Long Island, and how, you know, thinking back, how Eurocentric my studies were, and how it didn't really touch upon the contributions, the significant contributions in particular of Asian Americans in the development of our country. And yeah, I just thought it was really fascinating. And I was even talking to Eric this morning and saying how, you know, all these little like stories or like little things regarding, you know, Antero and the Chinese railroad, the Chinese folks who are building our railroad system, Joseph Tape, and all these other like stories that they kind of shared throughout the episode, how each of those could have been like an episode in itself. And I really kind of wish it was. Like, I feel like it almost needs more airtime to really dive deeper into those things. So yeah, I think all of that really resonated with me very much. And, you know, even in the part where they're talking about Angel Island and, you know, where they would detain immigrants, it's interesting to see like how we really haven't progressed that far from that today. You know, when you look at the immigration camps in our southern borders and elsewhere and such, and if anything, it's just gotten even worse because of the types of conditions that these people are in, like the length they're in, how young these kids are that are left here in these immigration camps and separated from their families. And it's just so disturbing. And so, yeah, I guess that's a bit eye-opening that, you know, although our country may seemingly has progressed in many ways in terms of racism and equality and equity, it really hasn't, which is really sad and unfortunate.
Good morning, mga kaibigan. This is Ben. Pronouns he, they. World War II, I think, is a prime example of how white supremacy pits us against one another. The Chinese, the Koreans, and every other Asian distancing themselves from the Japanese. When we should have all stuck together and we would have been stronger together. And we cannot ever let that happen again. And so today, in the midst of racial injustice and ongoing racism and systemic oppression of Black and brown folk, and anti-Asian hate and anti-Semitism, we have to stay together. We cannot let these forces divide us, divide and conquer us, and convince us that the other is a villain. That's the most important lesson.